President Bush was out on the road again today, pitching his ideas to reform the Social Security system. At a campaign-style event in Omaha, Nebraska, he said younger workers should be allowed to divert some of their payroll taxes to private or personal accounts.
I tell you why I think it makes sense. First of all, a personal retirement account will earn a greater rate of return than that which your money earns in the Social Security Trust. That's an important point for people to understand. If you invest your money in conservative stocks and bonds, you're likely to get around a 4% rate of return, which is greater than double than the money you're earning right now in the Social Security Trust. And over time, that means your own money will grow faster than that which is in the Social Security Trust. In other words, you'll have more money when it comes time to retire. That's what that means. And that's an important concept. And it's going to take a while to explain to people.
And we're going to take a while now to try to explain some specifics of the president's proposals. To do that, we're joined by NPR's John Idstein, who covers economics and Social Security. Hi, John.
Hi, Melissa. Nice to be here.
And let's back up a bit and explain, by way of comparison, how the Social Security system works now.
Well, very simply put, every time you get a paycheck, 12.4% of your wages, up to $90,000 annually, goes to the Social Security system. Half of it is withheld on the line that says FICA on your pay stub, and half of it is sent in by your employer. The Social Security system gets that money, invests some of it in Treasury bonds, and some of it goes out to current retirees to fund their retirement. Right now, the average benefit for people retiring now is about $14,000 a year.
Now, under this proposal for private accounts, how might that change?
Well, it won't change for anyone born in 1949 or before. But for everyone born after 1949, you would have the right to divert up to 4 percentage points of your payroll tax into a private account. That would be up to $1,000 when the program begins in 2009.
$1,000 a year.
$1,000 a year, and that number will rise as you go along. So for high-wage workers, it won't reach a 4% of your income for a long, long time. And you'd be able to invest that money in a conservative mix of stock and bonds funds. But what the administration says is that it would give people a chance to do better than traditional Social Security, as the president just suggested. Although the president suggested everyone might have more money at the end of the time, and certainly there would be winners and losers.
Well, when he says that the private accounts would earn a greater rate of return than what's currently the system that's currently in place, is that true necessarily?
Well, the actuaries estimate that the current Social Security returns about 3% on every dollar that's put in, and the administration says that those actuaries believe that there will be about a 4.6% return from these private accounts. So what that suggests is, if you choose to go into a private account, you're going to have to forego a proportional amount of your guaranteed benefit. Let's say you start right away and put a third of your Social Security payroll tax into that private account. That would mean that you would forego a third of your guaranteed benefit. And in order to break even, you would have to make at least 3% annually in that private account.
Now, at the point of retirement, this is where things get a little vexing, because it's not like I could just go in, take that investment and any rate of return that it's accrued and pull it out of the system.
No,
right?
You couldn't take it and go and buy a lovely house on the beach in Mexico. You would have to buy an annuity with at least a portion of that money, and you'd have to buy a big enough annuity so that together with your guaranteed Social Security benefit, you would remain out of poverty. If you had money left over after that, then you could go down to Mexico and buy that beautiful little beach hut.
Now, how does that annuity work? Explain that a bit.
Well, what an annuity is a financial instrument that provides a guaranteed monthly benefit for life, but then expires when you die. So if you have to buy an annuity, you may have something left over in that account when you die, and you're able to pass that amount on to your heirs. If you died before retirement, you could pass your whole private account onto your heirs. And this is one of the things about private accounts that the administration really likes and touts, because the president has talked about an ownership society, and particularly about trying to build wealth for people who are low-wage workers. One of the problems, though, is that after buying the annuity, if you're a low-wage worker, you may not have much left over to hand off to your heirs.
Now, we're talking about the private accounts themselves, how they may benefit individuals. This does nothing to solve the long-term problems facing the Social Security system overall, does it?
That's right. Even the administration agrees this does not close this $3.7 trillion funding gap that Social Security has over the next 75 years. But what they do say is this gives people a chance to make up for what are likely to be benefit cuts coming in the future. If you do better in these private accounts, you could actually get back some of these benefit cuts that are likely to fix Social Security's solvency problem.
Benefit cuts in the guaranteed benefit, traditional part of the program.
Correct.
Okay. There is now, John, I guess, a price tag being put on some of these proposals, how much it would cost to do this over time?
Well, what the administration says is that their plan, which would start in 2009, would cost about $0.75 trillion over the 10-year budget cycle. Now, critics say they conveniently pushed it out to 2009 so that it looked a little bit less expensive. And other folks who've done the numbers say that over the first 10 years of being fully phased in, this system would require about $1 trillion in government borrowing and even more trillions over the next couple of decades.
And that means this represents the money that would have been going into the Social Security system traditionally that would now be diverted to private accounts?
Right. That money needs to be borrowed because part of Social Security is this pay-as-you-go system, and if you divert money out of the system, you need additional money to pay current retirees. But we need to remember, Melissa, this is just a proposal. There are other proposals already circulating on Capitol Hill, so there could be changes in the way these private accounts would work, and as we know, the devil is in the details.
NPR's John Idstey, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.